I see a lot of young adults with Asperger's who are who even have college educations and who cannot get a job because of the barriers socially for them, and that's very worrisome.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit about why they can't get a job?
Well, think about what it is that employers respond to in your average job interview. They want you to be a colleague they want to spend time with. And if you have bad social skills, that's not going to come across as particularly appealing. And on top of that, you may need some additional support to make sure that you understand what it was your employer wanted. And you also may be pretty much someone with a tendency to want to do things your own way, no matter what your employer tells you. So if there's no logical reason why I can't be reading a magazine at my desk at the reception area when nobody needs my attention, and my employer tells me, you can't do that, it looks bad for the company, you might have a tendency to argue about that as opposed to sort of saying, okay, I'm just going to do whatever I'm told. So there's those kinds of constant miscuings that can go on for people with Asperger's. But the biggest barrier is the job interview. That's the hard one to get beyond.
So should a potential employee tell their potential employer that they have Asperger's?
That's a controversial issue. It also comes up in terms of if you go on to post-secondary education, do you disclose to your school? I recommend that you do. But always with some explanation about what that means in terms of what you need and also what you don't need. One way to describe Asperger's is to describe it in positive terms. People with Asperger's are incredibly diligent, for example. We could call that perseverative or we could call it diligent. Well, it sounds better when you say diligent, and it's also true. So there are ways to frame what you're able to do in a way that should be very appealing to employers.